Welcome to day 42. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, continuing with the various sensitivities that are reflected in the halachos regarding the collection of peah. So says the Mishnah, peah in kotzer nasav magalos. When the aniyim come to harvest the peah, they should not use sickles. Then we're assuming we're talking about a crop. It's like a standing crop, like wheat. The in okra nasav kardumas, and they shouldn't uproot the peah. They shouldn't harvest the peah with shovels. That would be assuming we're talking about a crop that grows underground, like onions. Either way, they shouldn't use these tools. Why? So they don't come to hit one another with those tools. Meaning the aniyim are vying for this peah. This is a really important moment for them. This is their sustenance. And they could perhaps get overzealous and end up becoming a bit violent and hitting one another and making it quite a dangerous situation. The alternative explanation, it could be that and or that or. The alternative explanation is not that they would do so purposely, but that they're holding these tools, they're getting excited, you know, to grab the peah, and a lot of people are kind of rushing the field together, and they could end up unintentionally hurting each other when they're holding these sharp and dangerous tools. So again, the purpose of peah is to help the aniyim, not to put them in a dangerous situation. So the halacha is that instead they're supposed to harvest not with tools, but biyadayim, with their hands. Okay, that's Mishnah Dal. Mishnah Hey. Shalosh Avayos Bayom. There are three times that a farmer should go out during the day to be present in the field in order to allow the aniyim to collect mincha, once in the morning, once in midday, and then once later in the afternoon. And this is an important halacha in general. Johnny and I were speaking earlier, and he brought up a really important question, which is that how are aniyim supposed to know that it's time to collect peah, right? Sometimes it might be obvious. There's a field, and there's just a corner left unharvested, so maybe they might know in that case. But it could be that there's a farmer who left much more than 1/60th in the field, and how are the aniyim supposed to know whether the farmer's finished harvesting or whether this is really meant for them? So our Mishnah isn't addressing that question directly, but it is giving us a hint towards the answer, and that's that the farmer has to be outside, present, when the aniyim are there. So he has to really give that permission. Right? They could be there, and he could say, okay, I'm here because it's time for you to collect peah. I've already finished harvesting, and only when he's out there are the aniyim allowed to collect. So that's how they would know, and they have to do that. The farmer would do that three times a day. The Mishnah gave this rule of three times only so that one shouldn't do fewer than that, right? But that's the threshold, that's the minimum. If a farmer wants to go out more than that, wants to go out multiple times a day and give opportunities for the poor to collect peah, matov manai, he's absolutely allowed to. Rabbi Akiva omer lo amru ela kadesha lo yosifu. Rabbi Akiva says the opposite. No, actually, the mission specified these two times so that the farmer doesn't do more than that. But he can certainly do less, meaning to say the farmer can go out there at any of those three times. It could be one, two, or three times that go out in the morning, in midday, or later in the afternoon. But there's no other option. The farmer can't decide to go out at random times during the day and offer payout because then you can do some insider trading. You could let only some aniyim know that, you know what, I'm going to come out today at 11:15 a.m., be there. Other aniyim won't know that I'm coming, so I'm going to give you the payout. We don't want that happening. So instead, we have set times for the farmer to be out there. So aniyim know, morning, midday, and later in the afternoon. And if the farmer wants to add on other times, he should not, according to Rabbi Akiva, because it would not be fair. Everyone knows the numbers. He doesn't have to go out for all three, but he shouldn't. He can go out for just one, but at least aniyim know that there are only going to be three options, three possibilities for when the farmer's going out there. We actually paskin by that very first tana that says we actually do three times. We don't do more than that, and we don't do less than this. We don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Akiva. The farmer should go out those three times and stick to those three times, not more and not less. Okay. Shall base namer. So now the mission is going to give us an incident of a particular family, the way that they used to harvest in a unique way. So the base namer, how you malakt in al-chava, what they would do is that they would, when they were harvesting their grain, they would use a rope, right? But nosin peah mikol oman ve'oman. They would give peah from each and every row. And that was not the usual. Meaning, imagine you have a field, let's say, just using the measurement, the simple measurement, I will make the math easy. Imagine you have a field with 60 rows. So the normal way of giving peah is that you'd harvest 59 of those rows, and then at the very end, you'd leave that last row, 160th, and that would be peah. But what they would do is that they would have a rope that was the length. Let's say every row had, let's say, divided up into, let's say, 60 equal parts, each row itself. And you had a rope that was the length of 59. And they would measure out on each row, using the rope, 59, let's say, units, measurements. And they would harvest that, and they would leave 1/60th, the rest, there. And they would do the next row, and they would measure out, harvest 59 units, and then leave one. And each row they would do that. They would harvest and leave, and harvest and leave. It seems that the Mishnah is actually bringing this up. The Bar Tanurim, the Mefarshim explain, is that this was to praise this family, because instead of just harvesting the entire field and then leaving it at the very end, that would require that neem to wait, right? To wait either till they were finished or till later that day when the farmer would come back out and allow them to take payah. Here, the farmer was there, they're harvesting, so the farmer can tell them they're allowed to take. And each and every time they harvest a row, there's payah that's left. So the aneim don't have to wait, they can take payah right then. It's like payah as you go, which is a really valuable thing, being sensitive to the aneim and not making them wait. The alternative way of looking at the praise is, the Kati quotes the Mishnah Rishona. He says that it's more of almost like a spiritual thing, that every time, whenever you leave payah, it's a mitzvah. So one opportunity is to just leave payah once at the end, so then you get one mitzvah payah. But if you leave payah after the end of each row, it's like a mitzvah each time you leave payah. Now, you might ask, why is that particularly interesting to get a mitzvah each time? Well, first of all, it's always great to get mitzvahs, but assuming we're moving away from just the question of like the count of mitzvahs, why is that valuable? I would suggest that perhaps the Mishnah Rishona is saying that whenever we do a mitzvah, it actually impacts us positively, right? So if we are, if we're giving tzedakah, and you give tzedakah once, it's very nice, but every time you give tzedakah, not only does it help the people that you're giving, but you doing the action, it makes you a more sensitive person, it makes you a more generous person. So yes, not only are we thinking about the aniyim and what's best for them in this process, and it would be great for them to be able to collect after each and every row, but also you get a mitzvah, so to say, each time, meaning it's a positive thing for you each time you get involved in some sort of generous act that impacts us positively as well. Okay, that is Mishnah Hey, and we will continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.